Fox's Den is an award-winning podcast series dedicated to learning more about the culture, character, and spirit of what makes the Yorkville School District so unique. The series takes an in-depth approach to learning more about a person's why and their journey to Yorkville School District 115. Welcome to the Fox's Den. I'm your host, Brent Edwards, and on this episode, I talk with Michaela Bryant, Reese Benjamin, and Jaden Kiemott, three 8th grade students at Yorkville Middle School. Listen as we discuss their thoughts about being freshmen in high school next year, what activities they enjoy outside of class, the advice they would give to the incoming 7th grade class, and what grade they would give to the food in the school lunch program.
Is she blonde hair?
It's kind of like brownish blonde.
She's about this tall. She's 3'1".
I think I know what you're talking about.
Actually, used to go to Bristol Bay.
Oh, you got okay.
Yeah, and my brother had your wife.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, Mrs. Edwards?
Yep.
Mrs. Edwards.
What was your brother's name?
Caleb Benjamin.
Shout out to Caleb. What's up, Caleb? Is he there?
Well,
what grade
actually,
is he in now?
He had Miss Beetham, but he did go to Miss Edwards.
Okay.
Miss Beetham.
Yeah.
Wait. Which one do you like better? Beetham or Edwards?
He doesn't say.
Ah, wait. That's well done. Well done.
Addie, like Beetham's mom?
Yeah.
What? Her mom's a teacher?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yep. I did not know that.
Addie Beetham. Yeah, her mom's a teacher, too.
You know Addie Beetham?
Mm-hmm. I know everybody.
That's crazy.
No. All right, so we just had a, you guys just had a winter ball. Did any of you go to the
winter
ball?
It was so fun. I went there. It was so fun.
Yeah, it was
did
good.
I see you?
Probably.
Okay.
So you went to the winter ball. It was just this past weekend. So all three of you went?
I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw you guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, first of all, let's introduce ourselves, okay? We have three students here, all 8th graders. Reese, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, my name's Reese.
Hi, my name's Michaela. I'm in 8th grade.
Hi, I'm Jaden.
Okay, good. So there they are. You have Reese, Michaela, and Jaden. And thank you all for coming out and doing this for us a little bit.
Yeah.
So, talking about the winter ball, what was your favorite part of the night?
The DJ, oh my God, the DJ was so fun. And one of the teachers actually that works here, she was actually dancing with me. So, at first, it was me and my friends. We were in a little crowd, and then the crowd got bigger. Like, the whole, like, half the whole party was in the crowd, and we just started making little crowds. People just going dancing, and everybody had the flash on and everything. It was just so fun. The DJs were actually really good. They played songs that I would not expect to play at a school. It was actually very surprising.
Okay.
I'd agree with you. My favorite part was probably the DJ and dancing.
Yes, the DJ. They said the DJ was going to be really good. Yeah. It was really good. It was fun. Their food was so expensive. Like, it was, what was it, $6 for two pizzas?
Pieces of pizza or a whole
just
pizza?
Just slice.
Just a slice.
Like, what?
Maybe we can work on that. Maybe we can
my
work
friend
on
paid for me. I was like, $6?
It's a fundraiser, right? To make money?
Yeah.
And that was done through the student council, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So what was your favorite part?
Just hanging out with friends and just the overall atmosphere of it.
That's fun.
Now, there was like volleyball and basketball, too?
Yeah, I went in the gym, but I didn't play any of the games.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, do you think this is something the school should do more
often? Yes.
Yeah, I wish it was a little more organized. I think that there's a lot of people there and that it was just kind of discombobulated and not as functional as they've planned for it.
Logistics.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was going to go down like that. I thought it was just going to be like some.
It was a lot more fun.
It was a lot more fun.
Really?
It was. My expectations went up very much.
So your expectations went up.
Yeah, because I thought it was just going to be like a boring, like, I thought it was going to be in the gym, and we would just be like, dancing, and like just blah, 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 blah. But it was in the cafeteria. It was so fun.
So your expectations, Jaden, your expectations were, they were higher than you thought?
They were, I don't know, they were just kind of normal, I guess, what you would expect from a normal dance, I guess. I don't know.
I've never been to
it. It was good, though, like,
it was good.
It was better than I expected.
Good. So there you go. What do you think?
I thought it was good. I thought it was a fun event that student council had for us.
Okay. Well, good. Kudos to student council. Kudos to the administration to let that happen and whatnot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was good for them to set it up.
Awesome.
I don't think we've ever done like something like that in the school, like something like a dance. I don't think we've ever done like some type of theme like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, we've had different things, but I feel like over the top, that was probably the best one.
Yeah.
And I wonder what my send-off's going to be for like 8th grade, because last year, the 8th graders had a Hawaiian dance.
It's going to be a Hawaiian again this year.
Yeah.
I asked Ms. Kerr if she could change that up, and she said she talked to, I think, administration or whoever controls that.
Yeah.
Asked her for another theme.
It was like aloha because it means bye too. So mm-hmm. bye eighth graders. That's the thing. It's always aloha, I guess.
Yeah. But I feel like it's not going to be as much like as good as the.
That's the tradition of the.
Still seems
the
fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just for the eighth graders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. So what kind of things are you part of here at the middle school? Do you play sports? Are you in band? Student council? And then where do your interests go when you're not in class? So we'll start with you, Reese.
I play soccer. I'm a goalkeeper, and I run track. And I also build all the sets and paint them for the plays and the musical. And that's been really fun. That's what I enjoy.
What's your favorite part about being a goalkeeper?
Just all the pressure you have on you, and I don't want to let my team down. So it just helps me build up, and I have a good mentality, and I think that reflects on my teammates.
Do you know about the triangle? The triangle? I was a goalkeeper in high school. You know about the triangle? Like if they're coming at you, you get closer to them, so you reduce the triangle.
Yep.
You do?
Yeah.
Good for you. Okay. All right. After this, I'm gonna kick some balls right at you.
All right.
See if you can stop it. All right.
Let's see.
Let's see. I like the confidence. Michaela, how about you?
I am involved in student council, which was a surprise because someone picked me. The nurse actually picked me for it, and I was surprised. So I'm actually excited to be in that because we get to change things up and all that. I'm also involved in track. I'm happy about that. I was going to be doing basketball, but I had my physical, but it didn't get faxed here. So that kind of just messed the whole thing up. And people were like, Mikhail, I saw you on the list for like tryouts and everything. Why weren't you there? And I was like, just some complications. So I'm in track and student counseling. And it's been pretty good, actually. I actually really do like track because I like running my free time. So when I'm at track, I can just run and just like get my mind off things. Because when I run, I like clear my mind out. Like I just like block everything out or nice. Just like. Throw everything out there.
What do you run in track though?
So last year I did 100 and then I did a 100 and then I offered myself to do a 4x1 and that was not a good idea.
What about cross country?
I didn't do that because at the time I didn't know that there was cross country. So when I found out, I thought it was track, but they were like, no, it's not track. And by the time I found out, it was too late. I couldn't get in. Mm-hmm.
Jaden, what are you involved with? What kind of things do you do here at school?
I am in the STEP. I'm on the STEP team, and I do student council, too. But it's pretty fun. I helped plan the dance in student council, too, with me and my friends and all that whole group. It was pretty fun. Then STEP, just this past weekend, I think we had a showcase here, actually. We had a bunch of people compete, but we just showcased. It's really fun. I like everyone on the team and stuff. We all, like, are really close and stuff, so it's nice to be a part of that.
And Miss Wameka, she leads that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You guys are really good.
Thanks.
Yeah, I've seen you guys do it at halftime at the basketball game sometimes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we have six this year that's coming up.
Oh, six times the dance?
Six.
Wow. That's good. Wow.
It's pretty fun.
Now, when you said you helped set up the dance, did you blow up a lot of the balloons?
I think they had a teacher here, actually. They, like, had something to do with the balloons, so only a couple people stayed. But I did help set up, like, the lights and stuff for the dance that Friday before and stuff.
So when you walked into the dance at night, did you look around and go, I did all that?
Not really. I mean, we did set up some stuff, and then they got moved because that hallway ended up not being used at all. So a lot of things did get changed from the time, like, when I left and then. But it still, like, was cool that, like, I got to help out with it and, like, kind of participate in it that mm-hmm. a lot of people didn't. So it was still fun.
All right, so let's stay with you real quick. So we talked about what you do outside of class, like what you're interested in. But speaking of class, what are some of your favorite subjects here at the middle school and why?
Ooh, I like Spanish a lot just because it's really fun to learn and to learn a new language. It's also difficult. But, like, you really have to think about it, and it's just, like, it's interesting to me and stuff. So that's one of my favorites.
So Spanish?
Yeah.
How about you?
Okay. I really like, I currently just got my schedule switched because I got a new bigger ELA class. So my new ELA class, my teacher, she loves me. She sends, like, emails to my dad, like, every day, so I'm so good.
Reese, favorite class and why?
My favorite class has to be social studies. I have Mr. Rice. I think he's one of my favorite teachers. No, he's so funny, and you know, whenever I show up to his class, I know it's just going to be a good day, and we learn about so much interesting things in middle school for social studies, and I'd say that's just why I like it.
What's the one thing, like, social studies, you learn something new every day? What, like, what would that be?
I just like analyzing all the events that we've, you know, like, we've all heard about. Like, right now we're doing World War II, and, you know, you just, it's just fun to show up every day and see what Mr. Rice has in store for what he's going to teach us.
Okay. All right, so any of you eat school lunches?
Love it. I'm sorry about it. Sometimes. I love the school lunch.
Sometimes or every day?
Almost every day.
Almost every day, every day.
I love it. Like, I never packed like this.
Sometimes, like, yeah. If you don't bring your thing.
Yeah. I always eat school lunch. I never, like, packed lunch from home.
Yeah?
Ever.
So what's your favorite meal? Nachos. Just one.
Nachos.
Just one meal.
Nachos.
I love them. Oh, my God. The pizza used to be so good, but I love nachos.
Hold on.
I like the pizza.
Okay, so we got two nachos and a pizza and another pizza.
They change it every once in a while, and they change the meat in the nachos once in a while. So sometimes, like...
They change the meat.
Sometimes. It tastes like sometimes when we eat the meat, it tastes like beans. Like, the meat tastes like beans.
Okay.
Because it's, like, it has, like, the texture of beans.
Okay.
So I don't like that. So sometimes when they change it, I just get nachos with cheese and sour cream. Yeah. I love sour cream.
So you like the sour cream and cheese?
I don't eat sour cream, but they give you, like, an option if you want, like, just meat or just cheese or, like, both together and stuff.
Sour cream?
I'm not a big sour cream guy, no.
But you like the pizza anyway.
Yeah.
Now, who dips their pizza in ranch dressing?
Do you put ranch on your pizza?
Anybody?
I don't. I just keep it plain.
Keep it plain?
Yeah. It's gotta be plain.
Gotta be plain pizza? No ranch for anybody?
No,
here?
I hate ranch.
So,
unless it's on a salad.
Okay, so
I don't eat salad.
Was it, did you say nachos or tacos? What was it?
Nachos.
They have pizza. Tacos, but they're just not. They're not.
What's the other? What are some other things?
Like deli sandwiches.
Or they have these yogurt cups, I think.
Yeah.
Or burgers salads. Or chicken nuggets.
Or okay. Chicken patties. That's really it.
Chicken patties.
But like
nuggets.
So people get like.
So when I was in college, listen to this story. I went to the cafeteria and I ordered chicken nuggets, and it had like a puff of like air in it. And ooh. I opened it up, and there was a hair in there.
What, yeah. Chicken nuggets here look disgusting.
I would have thrown.
That was brutal.
I would have
I never had chicken nuggets again. Took me like 20 years.
Do you eat them like a McDonald's though?
Sometimes on the side. Like, I'll get a... what do I get at McDonald's? I'll get a number 7. You guys know what number 7 is?
What's that?
It's the two cheeseburgers, two cheeseburger value meal. And then sometimes, if I'm really hungry, I'll get a side of nuggets. What if the school cafeteria was McDonald's?
I think that'd be really unhealthy.
There'd be no point in me. Oh, unhealthy.
I would love it. There'd be no point in me even asking to go to a restaurant. I'd be so excited for school the next day.
What about you?
I think everybody would get school lunch.
Everybody would be literally fighting to get in there.
What if it was Burger King?
Not a bit. Clover's?
If it was Clover's.
I would have been first in line.
Chicken.
I would have been first in line. Okay. The custards are so good.
All right, so jumping back to the cafeteria, mm-hmm. what grade would you give the food there?
For nachos? 10.
No, just like... Oh, okay, nachos, go ahead.
Oh, A to B.
Okay.
Like the whole general?
Just like general, like...
Probably like a C to B.
Okay.
Probably like a solid B.
A solid B?
Solid B.
Okay. So if you ever forget your lunch, you're good with going to get it.
Yeah.
You guys get it all the time or most of the time?
Sometimes. There's zones that get called up.
Yeah.
And if you're at the end of the zone, it's worldwide.
What about the mashed potatoes? Are they any good?
They have mashed potatoes?
I don't know. I've never...
Oh, no. Sometimes they have loaded potatoes, which are actually surprisingly good to people. Like, they actually have loaded... I'm not even kidding.
So
they
watch
have
this.
Loaded potatoes.
Everyone's out there. They can't see these students right here. But when I said, do they have mashed potatoes, their eyes lit up. Like, they got mashed potatoes? So maybe we put mashed potatoes on the list next time. I don't know.
I don't eat mashed potatoes.
Maybe.
I hate mashed potatoes.
Their food just varies every day. Like, it could be good one day. And it's
nasty
the
next day.
What is their drink? Is there a fountain drink?
Apple juice, milk, chocolate orange milk, juice. White milk, orange juice. Now they just started, they have like a machine with like, they have like a thing with like cold drinks. Apple juice, cranberry juice, grapefruit.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Me? A lot of people said I've been a really good, like I would make a good teacher. I think either a teacher or a lawyer, because I love debating.
Do you like debating? What do you want to be when you grow up?
An architect.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really
special. What's an architect?
It's where they like design buildings and stuff and design things.
That is so cool. I would love to like have my own stuff.
Let me guess. You want to be a goaltender.
That would be cool. But,
engineer?
But if that doesn't work out, probably a graphic designer.
I can see you doing
perfect.
That.
Yeah. Too. Perfect. We'll go to school, get an internship, and come back, and you can work for us here at the district.
I would love to have some experience of mine.
graphic designer. You like to draw? You like art?
I love
Yeah, drawing. I just like to create stuff.
Okay. All right, so we talked about school lunches. You guys want...
Amazing.
You guys want McDonald's in there all the time?
Yes, and Culver's.
And then, okay, so when you aren't in school, let's go with Reese. When you aren't in school doing all these wonderful things that you're doing, what do you do outside of school to have fun? Do you read? Do you play video games? We already talked about sports, but like, what else do you guys do?
Outside of school, I like, you know, getting out of the house, going to do fun things, whatever that is. That's been fun to me. Sometimes I'll play with my friends online, video games, and just talk to them or hang out or do something.
You guys play Frogger?
What's Frogger?
No.
Do you play Space Invaders?
No.
Pac-Man?
Nope.
Man!
You're thinking of all these old generation games.
What are you guys doing? What is
Call of Fortnite, Duty? Call of Duty, yeah.
Hold on. Call of Duty?
Yep.
Fortnite?
Not really.
No? Is Fortnite over?
No. I mean, kind of. People, like kind of dropped it, but, like,
So that's, what about ice skating? You go ice skating at all?
No, my mom actually works at Aurora University, so sometimes we'll go to a basketball game or a football game or a hockey game over there.
So what do you do outside of school?
I like to read a lot or hang out with my siblings. That's like.
How many siblings do you have?
I have two at my dad's house and two at my mom's house.
Are they all older or younger?
They're all younger.
Oh, you're the oldest.
Yeah.
Do they look to you for advice?
Not really. Not yet, because the oldest one, I think, is 7.
Okay.
So, they're
okay.
Not
yet.
Not yet.
But you're there for them.
Yes.
You'll be there for them.
I will.
So, what do you read? Do you read, like, mystery novels? What do you read?
Lately, I've been into mystery novels. I just finished a mystery one, and now I'm on the second book of the series.
Okay.
Other than that, I just, like, kind of like reading a lot of things.
Good. Good.
A little different.
Okay. Michaela, how about you? What do you do outside of school?
Outside of school, I just hang around my house. I really don't do much because, like,
yeah. Do you watch TV?
TV. My favorite show is Law and Order. Oh, I could watch that.
Law and Order. Going back to you wanting to be a lawyer.
Yeah, Law and Order and Chicago Med. I've been like those two. I love Chicago Med. What else do? I walk my dog. I just got a dog recently. Her name is Bailey. We changed her name. Her name is Baby at first, but not her name is Bailey.
All right. So here's the other thing. There's a bunch of rules in school, right, that you have to follow and kind of maintain.
Yes.
What one rule would you like to change, and how would you change it? Jaden, go ahead.
I got to think about this. I'm not really sure. Maybe, I know.
Okay, we'll come back to you.
Yeah,
we'll come back
good
to
idea.
You. Anyone else?
I still need a little bit of time to think about it as well.
Yeah. So you guys are all rule followers. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Not all the time.
Yeah, not all the time? Like to break a rule once in a while?
Oh.
So you can get away with it? They're all shaking their heads. They don't want to say yes or no. We can always come back to that.
Oh my God, there's a lot of rules and expectations in the school.
So, you know, guess what, guys? You know, high school's coming up real quick.
Yes.
You're all eighth graders, and high school's coming up real quick. It's 6 months away. Yeah. Hey, everyone out there, their eyes just rolled up. Their eyes just got big again. High school is 6 months away. So, having said that, what are your thoughts about being freshman in high school next year?
Scary.
Go ahead.
I'm really nervous. It's all going to change, I think. And it's going to be, like, very different. And I think everyone's kind of going to struggle with it, but it's just going to be, like, weird, I guess, at first. I think after a couple months into it, it'll be normal, but just at the beginning, it'll be really weird.
You said everything's going to change. What do you think's going to change?
Just like that, we have to stay at one school for 1 year, and then we go to the high school, but, like, changing campuses and stuff, and it's just, like, everyone's going to be different, I think. Like, you may not have classes with your friends and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know much about high school, so I can't really, like, guess what it's going to be like.
That's right. You're the oldest. You're the oldest of the family. You're not, mm-hmm. like, you know, you don't have an older brother or sister who's already done it.
Yeah.
You know, to help out. It's all right. It'll be good.
Yeah.
Be good. And sometimes you can walk across the campus. You might have a class at the other main campus and what have you.
Yeah.
Michaela, how about you? What are you?
For high school.
What are your thoughts about being a freshman?
Scary, definitely. Also, like, getting, like, you're like comfort or like settled thing, because I feel like middle school, when you get to middle school, gives you like a window that you can like see through, that kind of like gives you like a option, like, oh, this is maybe what I want to do. But then when you get in high school, you step through that window and you see like a bunch of opportunities just getting thrown at you, like a bunch of opportunities that you can just like it gives you like a visual of like what you really want to do when you grow up, or like what you really like. So like it, like when you get to high school, like you know what you want to do because it gives you all these opportunities because there's a lot of things to do in high school.
So you're looking forward to like the opportunities, yeah.
Yeah, making friends probably and like getting in the right crowds and wrong crowds.
Yeah.
And just fitting in.
Okay, good. Reese.
Just excited to see how it goes. Just strap in and hold on and see.
Wait, did you just say strap in and hold on and see what happens?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you're just like, you're just ready for it.
Yeah, just go with the flow and see.
That's where a big impact.
Go with the flow. I think with that mentality, you'll be fine.
Thanks.
You'll be fine, yeah. So what kind of classes will you be taking next year? You know, like, any cool classes that you didn't have here, but because you guys have already gone through like the process of selecting classes, right?
Yeah.
What classes that you're like, man, they didn't have that in middle school. I'm taking this for sure.
I'm really excited for Spanish. I didn't take Spanish in middle school, but now going to high school, I'm super excited to take it just because a lot of my friends are taking it now and they say how much of a good class it is, and I'm just ready for it.
So you're just going to... You're just going to chill, just walk right into Spanish class, take it easy,
yeah,
knock
it
out. See how it goes, lock in. Nice, good for you. Jake.
I'm really excited for my Spanish 2 honors class. I feel like that's something that's going to be fun because you learn like way more Spanish. And I'm also taking foods classes, which I need to learn how to cook.
So. Did you have any food classes here?
Last year, and I took it as my last quarter, so I didn't get to see how much fun it was. So I didn't get to take it this year, but I think next year it'll be like something good and fun because I'll get like something out of it.
Did you do the Burger Wars?
I did hear about it.
But oh, you heard about it? You didn't start testing?
Okay.
How about you, Michaela?
I picked child development because I love babies.
Anybody taking swimming?
We didn't even have the option on there.
I'm just kidding. I have no idea. I'm just kidding.
I don't think they have a swimming pool.
I think they do.
They don't have one, but they use it with IMSA. They
what's IMSA?
Illinois Math and Science Academy. It's in North Aurora.
Jeez.
And they like work together that way. Okay, cool. Well, it sounds like you guys are ready for high school. I don't know. What about driving? You guys ready to drive?
Oh, driver's ed. It actually made me so
excited.
Driver's
ed anytime soon?
I'm super excited to drive just to be able to go anywhere on my own time and meet up with friends rather than having... To get like car tools.
Don't wait on your parents.
I know. Yeah. It's so long.
What kind of car do you want, Reese?
Whatever car gets you from point A to point B.
This guy. What kind of car? If you had a car right now, what would it be? You
know? A Jeep.
A Jeep?
I used to love Jeeps.
Convertible or hardtop?
What's the difference?
The convertible is like, you know, there's no top on it. Mm. And then the hardtop is like a regular car.
Convertible? Yep.
You probably need a Ferrari.
Probably. Or like a BMW.
There you go. Think about this one. What do you wish you could know right now before going into the first day of high school that would make your freshman year successful? And I'm going to play the Jeopardy song. Do, 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 do. Reese, you got an idea? What do you wish you knew right now so you go into freshman year like, I got this?
I wish I knew, like, how hard the classes were going to be and how, like, tiring it was going to be and how good my teachers were. Say that.
Okay. Are you playing soccer? Are you going to try out for soccer out there?
Yeah, I hope I make the team and see.
Okay.
Probably all the math techniques and all the struggles that you're going to, like, have to deal with and, like, all the expectations that, like, they expect you to do, I guess.
I wish I knew that, like, what classes would be harder and which classes I need to put more effort into than others. Like, what struggles I'm going to have with each class.
That's interesting, isn't it? Like what class is going to be so hard that I really need to up my game a little bit? Mm-hmm. If you knew that going in, what if you just say, I'm just going to up my game on all classes?
I would, but, like, one class I'm sure I'm going to need more.
Mm-hmm.
Need to put more of my, like, mind to than other classes.
Yeah, and then also, like, what classes you can just skate by.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't need to think at all on this one.
Yeah.
I'm going to just... Skate. Just gonna skate right by. Yeah. Okay. So here's another one. What's the one thing you wish parents or teachers wouldn't ask you now that you're getting ready to go to high school? The one thing, like, y'all, I just wish parents or teachers wouldn't ask me this because I'm always going. It's like the same question. I don't know what to say, but I say the same thing all the time. I'll give you an example. So my daughter is a senior in high school,
mm-hmm.
and she's getting ready to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
and everyone asks her, everyone, what are you going to major in? You know, it's like, come on, again, with the same question? Ask me something different. Ask me something else. So, like, what's that one question that you wish parents wouldn't ask all the time?
I would say, and it's like, oh, my God, I can't believe you're going to get a permit next year. Oh, my God, I can't believe you're going to, like, start driving next year.
That's a good one. That's a good one. What do you say to them? You're right. Yeah, I am driving soon. Better watch out.
Yeah. So, I think I would say to them, like, yeah, like, I'm going to be driving soon. Just be ready for that.
Be ready. How about you?
I think it would be, like, if I knew what I was going to do in high school, like, what classes I plan to take that'll set me up for college or something. Mm. Like, that'll give me a good output for it.
Yeah. So how about this one? Let's reverse it. What question do you wish parents or teachers would ask you more about?
Ooh, I don't know.
So again, I'll give you, go ahead.
What about, like, do you think you're going to get successful, and, like, do you think you're going to, like, dive through it?
Nice. So you wish people, parents or teachers would check in a little bit.
Or, like, give, like support instead of, like, asking all this, what if?
Yeah. I don't think it's as much as a question for me. I think it's, like, just giving their support for it. I mean, my parents do give me a lot of support for it and stuff, but, like, I don't know, just helping me a lot with it and helping me understand more of it. Because I went to high school, too. So,
right.
Like, they already know a bunch of this stuff.
Right. I went to high school, but it was, like, when everything was black and white back in the day. There wasn't any color in.
Well, in your eyes, right?
Yeah, I'd say that same thing, just kind of, like, piggybacking off those two.
Mm-hmm. Just asking, like, you know, what do you need for support? What do you need help with? That kind of thing.
Yeah, just helping me, like, understand everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So here's a round, speed round question, okay? So you guys, all at the same time, I'm going to say, like, either or, all right? Oh. So I'm going to give you an either or suggestion and just boom, just whatever comes to the first of your mind, answer that, all right? We don't need any dialogue. We don't need any long answers. Just whatever comes to your mind. It'll be an either or, all right? It'll be kind of fun. Ready? And I probably know the answer to this one already. Pizza or burger?
Burger.
Pizza.
Yep. Burger.
Wow. I thought you guys liked pizza.
I do. It's just a burger. You get to eat more.
I thought pizza was going to... You went pizza, but you guys went burger.
Because you can see, like, such big bites of, like, the pizza, and then it's gone in 20 seconds.
Unless you get a huge pizza.
Yeah.
Then, like, the leftovers pizza, it's just, like, not
leftovers
good.
Leftovers pizza, no.
Leftover
no. Fresh pizza?
Like, a burger, it kind of tastes good.
Do you guys like cheese on your burger?
I love cheese.
Yeah.
Okay. Pickle?
No.
No pickle.
I hate vegetables. I don't eat vegetables.
Okay. A science fair or a spelling bee?
Science. No. Spelling
fair,
bee.
Spelling bee.
What did you say?
Science fair.
And then you guys spelling bee?
I kind of like.
Okay. They just had a spelling bee here a couple nights ago.
I know. I would have to like.
Did you guys go and watch it?
No. I didn't even know it was. No.
So I was the first contestant, and they asked me to spell cat, and I spelled it with a K. I got knocked out. First word.
Dang.
How do you?
I don't know. I don't know. Okay, ocean view or mountain view?
Ocean view.
All three of you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, why the ocean?
It's such calming. Like, beautiful. It's like relaxing. Just like
just more relaxing.
Less stressful.
Mountains are pretty too. Just
yeah. Okay.
Too risky.
Winter or summer?
Summer.
Summer.
Oh my god.
Summer.
Okay. Reading or video games?
Reading.
Video games.
A 10-page paper or a 5-minute presentation?
5-minute presentation.
10-page paper.
5-minute presentation. I'm not writing.
Okay. All right. Well, you like to read, so you like to write.
Yeah.
You guys more active. You like to be out there in front of people.
I don't like being in front of people.
No? All right.
I actually 10-page paper. I don't want to hear someone talk for 5 minutes.
Actor or singer?
Actor.
Ooh, singer. It's so much embarrassing.
Like, do we want to be?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, an actor.
Okay, two actors and a singer. Have you tried out for the play?
No. I don't.
You paint the sets. You paint the sets, right, in the background. You like to be the background guy?
Yeah, just get everything ready for it.
Get ready for it?
School plays are just too. It's just a school.
You can get out there in that front, that light. Be that front man.
No.
You hear that, front man?
No.
Anybody? Mm. No? All right. No. Okay, dog or cat?
Dog.
Cat. I don't like dogs.
Do you have a dog?
I have a dog.
You have a cat?
I do not have a cat, and I would never want one. The fact that they pee and poop in your house is just...
So dogs.
That is disgusting.
No,
so do dogs.
Really,
well, the dogs get trained, they go outside.
Yeah,
cats
trained. They have to get trained.
I already have dogs.
But you guys want cats.
I don't like dogs. The shed. I don't like any animal sheds.
Okay. So I had we were dog people. Mm-hmm. And my oldest daughter, she's doing grad school out in Montana. So she graduated college. She had a cat in college, and she went to Montana, and they can't have a cat out there where she's living. So now we have a cat, and I've never had a cat either. I was like you. I don't want a cat. Not a chance. Never going to do it. Guess who's best friends? Me and the cat.
Yeah.
Cat's cool, man.
That's usually what happens.
Cat's cool.
See, they mellow down. Dogs.
She gets a cat.
She's like feisty.
And we have a cat. I mean, we have a dog, too, and they were getting after it at the very beginning, but now they're just chilling. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Last question. I want you to think about this one. We'll just forget about that rule one because I don't think. Because you guys are all rule followers, and I appreciate that. We're all rule followers, and all the principals and all the administrations loves that. Thank you very much for being a rule followers. Okay, here we go. All right, so reflecting back, thinking back, what advice would you give a sixth grader coming into the middle school for the first time as a seventh grader?
What? Like, prepare yourself for everything, but just know that everyone will be really nice to you and, like, understand that everything's new to you, so they'll help you through it.
Okay.
At first, when I came out, I thought it was just going to be, like, a ton of work and stuff, but it's actually the opposite, where I'm hanging out with friends more and stuff, so I'd just say go into it with a good attitude.
Okay, good attitude. People are nice.
Yeah. Be yourself. Don't be somebody else. Like, just, like, or, like,
that,
don't, like.
That's perfect.
Yeah, or, like, don't be, like, someone just to, like, make people laugh. And stuff like, don't just be like a seek of attention. Be yourself, do what you're supposed to do. Don't like make a scene and stuff. Just like, don't have to
be calm,
like,
about it.
Just like ignore everybody that like doesn't That's, like appreciate you.
That is great advice. That is really good advice. Be yourself. Be yourself, and your light will attract others like you. You know, and be a light into the school, and shine goodness. And goodness will come back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've told all my kids, all four of my kids have come through this school, and my advice to them when they were coming in was, if you see drama, put your head down and walk through it, because drama will suck you in, and then it's over.
Yes.
So if you see drama, and that's my advice to you as you're going through the rest of the year here, and through high school and in college, if you see drama, head down and drive it. Just like if you were in a golf course or baseball or soccer, head down, focus on what you're supposed to be focusing on, and just drive right through it, because drama will bring you down. That would be my advice to you guys. And it sounds like you guys are already doing it. You guys are amazing. Well done. Thanks so much for coming out and doing this.
Yeah, thanks for having
thank
us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good. What's your big takeaway? You guys want to be podcasters now going forward?
I don't know.
I'll stick with being an architect.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, this is fun.
Good.
So.
Well, good luck for the rest of the year, and good luck at high school.
Yes.
Because I'll be watching for you.
All right.
Thanks. Okay. Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.